Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Dana Peterson with the National Association of Wheat Growers. I'm excited to be here to talk again about these three free trade agreements with my fellow agricultural leaders and a number of them farmers themselves. As you know, these free trade agreements are kind of languishing in our government process. Panama, South Korea, Colombia are vitally important to the agricultural industry because we, in wheat, export half of our crop, so it's even more important for us. We thought it would be a good opportunity to kind of put in perspective how long we've been pushing for these agreements to go through. Since the day they were signed in November 2006, we've had the biggest recession since the Great Depression. We've elected a new president who's said that he's going to run yet again in the next election. We've held both Winter and Summer Olympics. Twitter, which has now more than 200 million users, was just a tiny startup that was invented a few months before the agreement with Colombia was signed. In fact, Twitter didn't become its own company until a year later. Babies that were born the same day as the agreements were signed are going to kindergarten this fall. And students who went to college months before the agreement was signed graduated a year ago. So it's been a while. A few weeks ago, one of our wheat growers, director of our board, a wheat farmer from Montana, was in town to visit with both the Senate Finance Committee and both here in this room. He took vital time away from his spring planting season to come to D.C. He described to members of Congress the U.S. wheat industry situation with these agreements. People around the world rely on our wheat for their daily bread, and we rely on free and open trade to help us sell that abundance to them. Gordon told members, and I quote, "Free and open trade with other countries is a vital component for ensuring the financial viability of U.S. wheat farmers." He told them about the stark reality that $100 billion will be lost in sales of wheat to Colombia alone if that agreement is not done this summer. In fact, our buyers of U.S. wheat are already transitioning their mills to use wheat sourced from other locations. Folks, this is not a complicated message. All of us are here confirming the same thing. These agreements are about helping our economy, our agricultural economy, and the broader economy. They are about buffering our trade balance by selling more of something we produce really well, American agricultural products. These agreements are about keeping our market share and even building market share in these countries. They're about jobs, jobs on the farm and jobs off the farm, jobs in every component of our nation's economy that has been built on the foundation of agriculture. It's time to break the logjam and bring these agreements forward. We appreciate your time in being here today and look forward to answering any questions. Thank you.